Rupert Murdoch's New York Post newspaper is no stranger to controversy, and it's engulfed in a big one at the moment. The paper's being criticised for running a cartoon that some people have interpreted as portraying the US president as a violent chimpanzee being gunned down by police. This report from North America correspondent Michael Rowland.
It was an incident that horrified Americans. Connecticut woman Sandra Herold calling police for help as her 90-kilogram chimpanzee mauls her best friend.
You gotta kill this chimp! He's killing my friend!
Who's killing your friend?
My chimpanzee!
Police killed the chimp. The victim is in a serious condition in hospital. But horror has given way to outrage in some quarters after the New York Post published a cartoon on the attack. It shows two police officers, one with a smoking gun, standing over the body of a bullet-riddled chimp. The caption reads, "They'll have to find someone else to write the next stimulus bill."
This is a very serious affront. This is race-based. This is offensive.
Civil rights activist Al Sharpton says the cartoon plays up ugly racial stereotypes.
To act as though the president of the United States, who is synonymous and personifies that bill, is the equivalent of a shot chimpanzee or monkey, speaks to all of the racial stereotypes and offenses that we've had to deal with historically.
It's a sentiment echoed by New York State Senator Eric Adams.
He's not a chimpanzee. He is our president. And it's going to take some people to get their jungle minds out of the gutter and realize they got to get over it. The election is over.
The New York Post has been flooded with angry phone calls. Protesters have rallied outside the tabloid's Manhattan offices. It's not just black Americans offended by the drawing. Former presidential adviser David Gergen describes the cartoon as off.
That cartoon is dripping with racism. And to say anything else is to put a gloss on it that I think is just not credible.
The Post's editor, Cole Allen, who used to edit Sydney's Daily Telegraph, is defending the cartoon, saying it's a clear parody of a current news event. He's being supported by political strategist Ron Christie.
As a proud black man, I don't look at a chimpanzee. As an African American, I don't look at it as a reflection of who I am and who African Americans are in this country. Let's just not try to find everything to be a racially insensitive matter.
A spokesman for the president says he doesn't spend a lot of time reading the New York Post. In Washington, this is Michael Rowland reporting for The World Today.